This is a soprano practice file for There Is a Green Hill, specifically at measure 28, the change of key, the transition to it, the change of key. I'm going to help you to get your first note there in measure 31. So if I play the organ part without the pedals at measure 28, it sounds like this, where it says swell. Okay, that's where I'm playing. That's your note. So that last measure I play. You go on from there. The other place to get your note is in measure 29. The second note there in the top part, I circled that note. If I was a soprano, I would circle that note because that's the best place to get your note. So if I play at 28 again, that's your note. There it is again. So play that one last time, and then we're going to go over the notes following that, your oozing. So back at 28. Okay. Now, so no problem. You've got it's middle C. The tenors and the sopranos and altos all start on exactly the same note, which is kind of cool, because then you go your different ways. So just one more time, I'm going to continue now with the oo part. So here's 28. On that last measure and off. So one more time, this time I'm going to play the transition and I'm going to continue with your ooh from middle C there. But here we go. So this is measure 28. And just to review the melody so that there aren't any wrong notes in it, I'm going to back up to measure 12 and play the first thing that you sing in the piece. After Sarah finishes with her solo, that was the wrong key. No, that was right. Second verse, you sing the same melody, right? So that's easy. And then the change of key, and we just did that, no problem. And hopefully you don't have any problem getting the your first note at the bottom of page 69. I don't think it's too bad after I play. Ooh. that helps a little bit.